Before we actually start, I just want to go off and quickly note the last two sessions being about AI and their rooms being packed, completely packed, standing room only. We come down to a conversation about accessibility, which is ultimately about humans, right? It's about us, all of us, right? And sustainability, which is the fucking planet we live on, and the room is half full. So, AI is an exciting thing and all, but really our priorities are a little bit out of skew here. This is not how the proportion should be about things that matter in our world. So just want to add that little hint. No pressure.
Exactly.
Okay.
So we can start. Web accessibility and environmental sustainability with Popular CMS by Mike.
Thank you very much. So thank you all for coming. So I wanted to give this talk because there's two issues that I care a great deal about, and I see there's a lot of overlap between them. On accessibility, we've made a lot of headroads. It's really nice to be able to see the kinds of changes that have happened in the last few years around digital accessibility. And we're only just starting to think about sustainability. And so I wanted to go off and to have this session here so we can talk about them. The last two sessions had more technical information. I'm not going to show you any technical information. You will not see a terminal here. I'm here to talk about issues. There'll be spaces and times to go off and to get into the terminal and to get into the technology. But generally, I find that these kinds of presentations are not the best place for that. So first of all, about me. I'm Mike Gifford. I'm a senior strategist at Civic Actions. I've been a Drupal developer for 18 years. I began working on accessibility in 2009. My assumption at that point was it wouldn't take me that long to go into to fix the accessibility problems in Drupal. Just to let you know, we have not fixed all the accessibility problems in Drupal. This is a big problem, much bigger than I had thought. That said, Drupal is still one of the most accessible content management systems out there. I've also been involved in promoting open source for a long time. This is only my second time at Fosdem, but I've been actively involved in promoting open source now for at least 20 years. And happy to be able to do this full-time with Civic Actions now. I've been able to focus more on accessibility and sustainability here at Civic Actions because I don't have to worry about HR and planning and all of that sort of stuff. So I've got deep roots in the Drupal community, and that's just one CMS that people here are using. I also had a good experience 2 years ago with Funka, which is an accessibility group in Sweden. And with them, what we tried to do was to build a cross-CMS study of the authoring environment. How do we try and make sure that authoring tools are built to have accessibility built? How do we try and support authors to create more accessible content? How do we structure that? And how do we, if we can, looking at the European Accessibility Act and the Web Accessibility Directive, realizing the huge challenge that was facing the European Union to try and meet these particular accessibility goals, there was an effort by Funka to actually try and bring people together and to set some best practices for supporting authors. And actually to do usability studies with authors to find out what we were doing. And I think it's actually the first, probably the only study looking at authors and engaging authors to say, how do we support authors in producing accessible content? And that's strange, given how many billions of dollars are spent every year on accessibility and how little money is actually spent on fixing the problems upstream, either in open source projects like Drupal or supporting the authors who are creating most of the accessibility issues right now. So it's an interesting challenge. But that was funded by the European Commission, and it was a great project to be part of and allowed me to engage with people with Plone and was Typo3 there? No, Typo3 was not, but Joomla was, Umbreco. And again, to see the collaboration through different open source content management systems and some non-open source content management systems as well. I do think that a similar process should be happening with web sustainability, partly because we are in a climate crisis. This is something that we need to act on, all of us. It has to be something that we're thinking about, how we're managing our technology, because although we talk about the cloud, you know, all of the stuff has real world impacts. We do have to realize that there are atoms, atoms behind all of the bits that we are driving. And unless we're starting to be more conscious about that, we're not going to be able to we're going to continue to exponentially grow the our sector, which will have a lot of environmentally negative consequences. I wanted to touch on a couple different platform CMSs and what they're doing around sustainability, because this is something that I think every open source project should do, not just a matter of the ones that are content management systems. I'm only really familiar with the content management system world because that's the world that I've been living in. So for Drupal, we have a page that is talking about about sustainability. It is really important to have something on project websites to say that this is something that matters to our community. This is a value of our community. I've been writing about it and talking about it since 2016. But again, this is something that we need to see this information. If you don't hear it, reinforce it, and see that action that's happening, people aren't necessarily sure how to plug in or how their actions today affect the sustainability in the future. There's a Drupal Slack channel on sustainability. There's also a sustainability statement that is up on the Drupal.org website. Again, it's not a very bold one, but it's something that is a start. It's a starting point for us to go off and to say, this is something that matters for the Drupal community. And people need to have that starting point to go off and say, how do we try and get involved, take the next step, realize that our community is having an impact, both positive and negative, in the world. So trying to own as much as we can that responsibility around that. Is any WordPress people here? Excellent. I like the WordPress sustainability folks. I like what is being done in that space. They've got a strong community. There's a lot of sustainability people who are engaged in both the Slack channel as well as in broader thought leadership, whether it's Tim Frick with Mighty Bytes in Chicago, or Tom Greenwood with Whole Grain Digital in London. There's some great people in the WordPress space that are pushing sustainability and helping people engage with it. They've got a WordPress initiative, and they meet as WordPress does on a regular basis through the Slack channel and engage on issues that are important to try and help WordPress users go make building sustainable websites more easier for everyone to go off and to do. How much would it matter if WordPress were to go off and reduce its energy efficiency by 20%? If they were able to reduce that by 20%, I mean, that's probably like, I don't know, I mean, like, they're 60% of the web, right? So how much energy is that? It would be significant if we could go off and reduce that demand side and think about the data centers, the impact on like the trickle-on effects to having 6% of the web be 20% smaller would be enormous, 20% faster, if we could think about how we're prioritizing our structure. Wagtail, another really interesting CMS, is doing some great stuff. Anyone here from Wagtail? Oh, yay! So excellent. I think that of all the CMS out there, Wagtail is doing the most to try and calculate what their impact is. There's a whole phrase that if you don't measure it, it doesn't matter, right? And so being able to say, you know, Wagtail accounts for 8,240 tons of CO2 per year. And that's going to grow over, you know, year after year, I hope, because we want the Wagtail community to go off and grow. But that's still like 8,000 tons of carbon per year that Wagtail's producing. I mean, we hope that the sites are doing good things. But, you know, ultimately, if they weren't using Wagtail, they'd be using something else. And it's so good to go off and start measuring this information. And then they've got good documentation. There's a roadmap in place. It's lovely to go off and see that there is support for authors, so that authors again can have the support that they need to go off and to create more sustainable products. To have built-in AVIF support, like, you know, this is something like it's the defaults that matter, right? Because authors are Authors are lazy. Developers are lazy. People are lazy. We want to do what is there by default. If it's the default, it's more likely to be the case. If you have to do something else, if you have to go that extra step to do something, then most people aren't going to bother because they have the time to do the default, if that. And so, let's taking that effort as creators of tools to go off and to implement that as a default is really important. And that's something that we've done in Drupal for accessibility, and something that has worked quite well for our community. So we definitely encourage that for both sustainability and accessibility. So how many people here are familiar with WCAG, the Web Content Accessibility Guidelines? Has anyone read it from end to end? Okay, we've got two people, three people. It's the most boring document. It's written by committee. Oh my gosh, is it ever a dreadful document? Because it was written by committee. How many people here have read the Web Sustainability Guidelines? Okay, less, because it's a much newer document. This is something that only was released in September at the WC3 forum. Yeah. The Web Sustainability Guidelines have been written for it to be human consumable, and it's written for the WCAG structure and framework, because we ultimately want to create a standard that governments and other organizations can sign on to and say, our organization is going to embrace these best practices for sustainability, and we want to go off and to measure ourselves against these criteria so that we can put that stamp of approval that says we are meeting these best practices. So from an accessibility point of view, the principles are, is it perceivable, operable, understandable, and robust? And again, those are fairly generic concepts, but they've been broken down and explained enough times that many people understand how that's structured. Is it written in the most usable or most easy language? Well, no, but it's a fairly useful set of structures. The Web Sustainability Guidelines are based on the Sustainable Web Manifesto, and the principles there are to be clean, to be efficient, to be open, to be honest, to be regenerative, and be resilient. So again, those are broad goals that are, I think, help us try and understand where the sort of the North Star is in terms of where digital products should be going. I did, because this is an open source event, want to go off and highlight that open right now in the Web Manifesto is structured as products and services we provide that are willing to be accessible, sites that allow for open exchange of information, and allow users to control their data. So that's not quite the same definition used by the OSI or the GNU Foundations or others, but it's a starting point. And hopefully as more people jump on board and if our community is able to embrace this, I'm hoping that the manifesto may be able to be modified so that there's actually stronger language about supporting open source, because we need to be able to collaborate with each other. We need to learn from each other's best practices, and we need to use the innovative abilities of open source to be able to make the changes that we need faster. We don't have the time to go off and for all of us to go off and to make the same mistakes over and over again. We need to be able to quickly find out what works, share those ideas and experiences about what works around sustainability with others in our community and with other communities, right? We need to learn and test our ideas. We need to be evidence-driven, not something that is based on, well, my community thinks this and your community thinks that. It's like, no, let's get out and find evidence to be able to determine what is the best approach. I would love to be able to have the numbers that Wagtail has for Drupal to be able to say, we think this is the CO2 impact for Drupal. It would be much bigger than Wagtail.